So what we're trying to do is bring up real examples from our lives so you realize we haven't become the enlightened couple that has no issues. We just have better tools than we used to have to be able to work through the issues.
So, okay, so we go on to doing the dishes?
Absolutely, that's the last one.
Why don't you do that one?
Well, this is a simple one. It's just metaphorically doing the dishes daily and not letting it build up. Because part of what happens, I've had questions, you know, people write us questions all the time, and it's like, what happened to our intimacy? What happened to our sex life? What happened to the connection that we used to have? It's not there anymore. And part of what happens is we don't do the dishes daily. They build up. We don't deal with the issues that are upsetting us. Kristen has a money issue, and she doesn't talk about it. When it comes up, it kind of erodes, and then one day, all of a sudden, it explodes. So doing the dishes daily is trying to set aside time, and it may not be daily. It may be every other day or once a week, where you really get and deal with the things that have been upsetting you and clarify them and get them out of the way so that you can have that alive connection with the person that you love.
And here's the big test. You guys, how are you going to get that out of the way? What can you do for the other person to help them?
Be empathetic.
What was that?
I said you start with the understanding, being empathetic.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. By giving them empathy and really understanding and connecting to their feelings and needs.
And when that happens, what helps is by going through and combining these seven things together. Because when somebody's bringing up their issues about, Kristen may have issues around money and me, and I've got to, if I want to give her empathy, if I don't understand, if I don't use rule number four, understanding doesn't equal agreement, I think that if I understand her money issues, that means I am being selfish and a jerk and all of whatever else came up for her. So I have to be in a good state and realize understanding her doesn't equal agreement. So I can just be with her while she goes through this. That makes sense.
This is Canella again. You know what? You mean what this came about doing the dishes? For me, it was like doing inventory.
Yeah.
Kind of thing for you. And it's not about making anything. It's just inventory. This is what this is what occurred. You can learn the growth from it and develop and, you know, and then be clean for the next day. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the seven keys. We did the five mistakes, the four steps, the seven keys. What I want you to do is just take a second, look through your notes. What did you get out of today, and how would you apply it in your life? What are those seven keys struck home? And I'm going to just, while you're thinking about it and writing down your notes, because I'm definitely going to want to hear from like at least three of you, I'm going to re-review it. Number one, making it easy to win. And you can also make it easy to win for yourself, and it will improve your relationship with yourself and your self-esteem. How do you make it hard for yourself to win? Well, I got my website up, but it didn't, you know, wasn't perfect, and 50 people didn't sign up the first day, and those are all ways that I make it hard for myself to win. That's nothing Kristen does. I can make it really hard for myself. So if I want to improve my relationship with myself, I need to make it easy for me to win. Number two, the greatest gift you can give is the gift of receiving. Number three, empathy before education or advice. Number four, understanding doesn't equal agreement. Number five, intimacy doesn't start in the bedroom. Number six, baggage handling yours and theirs. And number seven, doing the dishes daily. So what did people get out of this, and what are you going to do with it?
Well, this is Canella. I'll be better at like making this new relationship of mine win. I want to build cases right now because I haven't heard from him, but I also know he's got so much on his plate, so I just have to kind of like be the Buddha, I guess, is what you just said a minute ago, and hold this faith and trust and, you know, kind of whatever, long distance, let them empty the cup, even with, you know, kind of psychically empty the cup for them and not, and handle my own baggage about the stuff. So, and be empathetic. So, and then also with my roommate and to make things be more win-win around here.
How will that affect your life if you do that?
Well, then, you know, it's there's definitely more joy in it and less stress and everything. And, you know, just things flow. There's more abundance and gratitude.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
It's Beth. What I got out of this is how much I won't necessarily be fully open about what's really going on. So, because there's almost a fear of being too intimate with some, with people.
Mm-hmm.
And how if I were to actually share, if I were actually to share like the wins, you know, the whole things that plug me in, that if I really am straight and am open, then there's this little bit of a fear there that I might be closer and get closer to someone. And I question, well, do I want to get closer to this person? But it'd be good practice. So I don't need to, I can be open and share what's there, even in the upsets, to break, to create an opening and to get closer and be in more practice of that.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, if I'm not practicing being intimate and open, especially in areas where there's hurt, then it's, you know, it's like practicing before I'm in a relationship what it is to be in a relationship.
Yeah. So you're ready.
Yeah. I feel with what one person in my life, I've been guarded to share what my upset is. And I say, well, I'm guarded and I should share it anyway. So I was guarded because I don't know if I want a relationship over there. So if I don't share, then I keep the block there. And then there's mystery.
Exactly.
Well, there's no intimacy in friendship either by me not saying what the upset is.
And there's only one reason that you wouldn't want a relationship with somebody. And that's because you don't think your needs are going to get met there.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one reason to have a relationship. It's because you think your needs are going to get met. And so give yourself the opportunity to actually find out whether your needs are going to get met or not being met through an open dialogue.
Wow, powerful.
And especially with a new relationship, it's we're taught to be reserved and guarded because we don't want them to know who we are.
We don't want to scare them away, yeah.
And it's like my goal, and I'm still very much new at this, is to become defenseless. Because I find that every time I try to defend myself, I really push away the things that I want in my life, the love, the intimacy, the understanding. Every time I'm there battling away, trying to defend myself, I'm actually pushing away the things that are most precious to me.
Well, I'm doing the opposite, not sharing what really is, you know, something that is an upset.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything's fine.
So, yeah, you're not really sharing what's alive for you.
Yeah, and then there's no intimacy then.
Right. And you can share it. It's still as a story. Here's a story I'm telling about our relationship or what's going on.
Yeah,
and I don't
yeah.
know if it's true or not, but here's the story, and it creates an opening.
Yes, that's actually the note I wrote down. Tell the story. I'm telling myself.
Or, and also you can tell what you're feeling and needing around the situation.
It seems like ultimate truth-telling, because in a way, if we're not being forthright, we're inadvertently being dishonest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we lose an opportunity to connect with another human being and to connect with ourselves.
So I think that's where I was reading something by Marshall Rosenberg, that's kind of the violent communication. When we withhold and we don't communicate and we don't share, that's the withholding like that is hurtful almost.
Yeah, I see I do that with men, and because I have a fear of someone getting too intimate, because then they're gonna, you know, it's baggage. It's someone's gonna get too close, and then they're gonna, then there's a there's something that occurs in the relationship, and then it's baggage. It's all baggage.
Yeah.
I'm very open with so many people, everybody, and then in certain relationships, oh my God, if I'm open, they may get too close, and then there's some drama that occurs.
And you have like a thermostat set for how close people can get, and then ding.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. And, well, I think
and
we
there
all
will
do.
Be, and there will be drama. Relationships are messy. These are some tools to help make them better, but if we think that they're not going to be messy, as soon as they get messy, it's like, oh, my God, I'm doing something wrong, rather than part of relationships is dealing with the messiness of them, the upsets, the drama of it, and just having good tools so that we don't have to go running off to the next relationship where it will never be messy.
Or no relationship.
Or no
right.
relationship.
Which will be a hermit so that
yeah,
it's not
like, didn't enough already.
So I've got to rush through the rest of these.
Okay.
There's two more handouts, which are basically refrigerator magnets. They are the seven sacred keys there, the seven secret paths to a relationship oasis. And you see how you can follow any one of these paths to creating more connection and intimacy with the people you love. And then there's another one which has all three of them on there. It's got the four steps, the five mistakes, and the seven sacred keys. And you can just stick it on the refrigerator. Here's the last thing, is the feedback sheet. And if you didn't get this, we definitely want you to have this. This is where you get to answer. Are there any areas you'd like to see changed? If so, how so? What had the biggest impact on you? And then the last one, which is really important to us, is if you were to tell somebody else about this class, what would you tell them that they would get out of it, or what would you tell them you got out of it? Here's an issue I was dealing with. Here's the tool I got. And here's how it's impacted my life. And if we can use your testimony, just sign it there at the bottom. And you can either fax it to us or just email us back. Emailing probably be the best thing. Just email us back your testimony and your feedback. And if you really want to get carried away, you can call. There's a phone number there, an 800 number, and you can put in our ID, which is at the bottom, and you can just leave a recorded message, and we use those on the website. That's what the testimonies will be for. They'll go on the website so that when other people are thinking about taking the class or listening to the tapes, they have an opportunity to hear how it's touched your life. So, any thoughts, comments, questions on anything that's been covered so far?
Go ahead.
On the seven secret paths to the relationship oasis, can you be more specific about number one, easy wins? You can help your partner translate their not-so-friendly communication into something that is easier for you to hear. Can you give an example? I'm not quite understanding the way that's phrased.
Oh, I see. On that sheet, that say I've never studied nonviolent communication or this method, and I attack Paul about what a bastard he is. One way that he can make it easy for me to win is not to then escalate the fight by coming back with, well, no, it's because you're blah, 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 blah. He can say, so, are you feeling a little frustrated because you're needing some support? And
got it.
See what I mean? So that makes it easy for me to win, even though I'm maybe not presenting myself very well.
Or another one is, somebody comes home late and your partner says, you're always late, you don't love me anymore, da 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 da, and it's an attack, it feels like an attack. And if you help translate that, there's a beautiful message. Honey, I miss you. I got scared when you weren't home on time. I'm afraid that our relationship isn't important anymore and you're not valuing me. Now, which message is easier to hear and easier to create a win around is the second one. So it's learning how to translate hard to hear or not so friendly communication into something that's much easier to hear. I missed you. I need some reassurance. That makes sense. Any other questions or any other comments on anything we've covered? Okay.
Well, this is Canella. I just appreciate it because in the last few weeks of this month, it's definitely making a difference, and I look forward to doing more of the use of the tools. So thank you very much for your generosity in this.
Absolutely. And there is actually, that brings up the last thing, and then we're definitely signing off, is several different ways to follow up and use the tools. One is we have a one-day workshop here in Colorado that people can come to, which is actually some of you are coming to it. That's an amazing opportunity to really spend a day immersing yourself in it. So if there's anybody that's interested in that, you can let us know.
You do the one day every month?
No, we do the one day every once in a while, every couple of months.
Every couple of months.
Okay.
So, and we don't have one set up right now after the December 9th. Because we were kind of waffling on when to do it next. But as soon as we get that decided, we will have that out in the emails.
It should be before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I would, this has really been a great three sessions. And I could see this in a longer format or somehow an ongoing format because it's we've all pulled something from this to grow from, but there's so much here. There's so much learning, and it's what you walk away from and don't use is what you lose. So I would encourage you both to look at a longer format or an ongoing format.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific request or suggestion? And if people are interested in participating, what I had originally said is the people that signed up and we'd do another call. If enough people bought the recording from this group, we could do an extra call for them just as part of it. But if you've got another suggestion or another way that you'd like to see it happen, we're all for that.
I know we were the group that started this, but the value out of this, I can see you having an ongoing call conversation that people plug into, and almost like an ongoing relationship support conversation could occur that out of a subscription fee, and I can talk offline about that.
Well, we would be interested, and if anybody is interested in doing that, let us know. And at what financial level would it be worth it for you to be involved in something like that? So, anyway.
Thank you, Paul and Kristen. It's really great.
Oh, thank you. Glad you could be with us.
Yeah, and I want to thank everybody, and it's been a great call, and we really appreciate it. Any last thoughts and comments before we all sign off?
No, thank you very much.
I look forward to seeing you in Boulder.
Thank you. Yeah, see you soon, Doug.
Let me know where that's going to be exactly.
We will. The directions are coming out soon.
Thank you.
There's a secret treasure map headed your way.
Okay, I'll find it.
And that's for everyone? That's what's happening in Boulder?
It's open to everyone.
Yes.
So we'll get an email to let us know what it is, what and when.
Yeah, I already sent out one email. If you wanted to, you could just go to magicrelationship.com. Mm-hmm. And under the on the top menu under programs, we have the seminars listed.
It's a $99 one-day workshop is what it is.
Okay, great.
All right. Hey, thanks,
great.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Holidays.
Holidays.
Bye.